Senatsverwaltung für Bildung, Jugend und Wissenschaft des Landes Berlin. Prüfung zum Erwerb der erweiterten Berufsbildungsreife und des mittleren Schulabschlusses im Fach Englisch 2014. Welcome to your listening test. This test has got 4 parts. Please take your worksheets now. Listening Part 1. Conversations. You are going to hear 4 short conversations. You will hear the recording twice. Match each conversation, 1 to 4, with a correct picture, A to F, and put a tick in the box. There are 2 pictures that you do not need. You will hear the recording now. Please listen carefully and do the tasks. Conversation 1.
When was the last time you saw Justin, Mrs. Timberlake?
That was about 20 minutes ago. I had to go to the airline counter and I asked Justin to wait for me. You see, there is this strike and they postponed our flight, so I went there to pick up the food voucher. Then I came back.
I'm sure there's no need to worry. Your son probably just wandered off to look around. We'll make an announcement asking him to meet you here. How old is he?
He's only 7, and he's never been to an airport before, and I don't know what to do.
Conversation 2.
I'm so sick of flying. First the plane is delayed because of fog, and now this.
I know exactly what you mean, Troy, but don't get too angry. The question now is, what are we going to do? Do you think it's worth waiting a few minutes?
I don't think so. There has not been a single suitcase on the belt for 10 minutes now. Let's go to baggage inquiry and check with them. Maybe they know where our baggage is.
All right, then. I think the counter is right over there.
Conversation 3.
Leave your baggage unattended. Stay with your baggage at all times. If you see unattended baggage, please inform security staff immediately.
Derek, I really think we should call airport security. That suitcase next to the bin has been there for at least 30 minutes. It doesn't seem to belong to anybody.
Oh my God, Marge, don't get paranoid just because of the announcement. The owner has probably gone to get a coffee or something like that.
Okay. I'll wait another 10 minutes, but then I'll call security. You never know these days.
Conversation 4.
Mommy, when are we getting on the plane?
I don't know, sweetheart. There seems to be some kind of problem.
Why? What's wrong? I know. The plane only has one wing, right?
Oh, come on, Dave. Don't be silly. Of course not. But it looks as if our flight has been cancelled because the ground staff is on strike.
Cancelled?
Yes, Dave, cancelled. So now we have to go to the airline counter and see what flight they can put us on.
You now have time to check your answers before you hear the recording again. Listen to the recording for a second time. Conversation 1.
When was the last time you saw Justin, Mrs. Timberlake?
That was about 20 minutes ago. I had to go to the airline counter and I asked Justin to wait for me. You see, there is this strike and they postponed our flight, so I went there to pick up the food voucher. Then I came back.
I'm sure there's no need to worry. Your son probably just wandered off to look around. We'll make an announcement asking him to meet you here. How old is he?
He's only 7, and he's never been to an airport before, and I don't know what to do.
Conversation 2.
I'm so sick of flying. First the plane is delayed because of fog, and now this.
I know exactly what you mean, Troy, but don't get too angry. The question now is, what are we going to do? Do you think it's worth waiting a few minutes?
I don't think so. There has not been a single suitcase on the belt for 10 minutes now. Let's go to baggage inquiry and check with them. Maybe they know where our baggage is.
All right, then. I think the counter is right over there.
Conversation 3.
Do not leave your baggage unattended. Stay with your baggage at all times. If you see unattended baggage, please inform security staff immediately.
Derek, I really think we should call airport security. That suitcase next to the bin has been there for at least half an hour. It doesn't seem to belong to anybody.
Oh my God, Marge, don't get paranoid just because of the announcement. The owner has probably gone to get a coffee or something like that.
Okay, I'll wait another 10 minutes, but then I'll call security. You never know these days.
Conversation 4.
Mommy, when are we getting on the plane?
I don't know, sweetheart. There seems to be some kind of problem.
Why? What's wrong? I know. The plane only has one wing, right?
Oh, come on, Dave. Don't be silly. Of course not. But it looks as if our flight has been canceled because the ground staff is on strike.
Canceled?
Yes, Dave, canceled. So now we have to go to the airline counter and see what flight they can put us on.
This is the end of Listening Part 1. Listening Part 2. Radio ads. Please note, you do not need to understand every word to do this task. You are going to listen to 4 radio ads. You will hear the recording twice. Read the slogans below first, then listen to the recording. For each ad, choose the correct slogan from the list, A to F, and put a tick in the right box. There is only one correct slogan for each ad. 2 slogans can't be matched. You now have time to read the statements. You will hear the recording now. Please listen carefully and do the tasks.
Please, Dad, let me roast just one more.
Okay, but then we have to put the fire out and get to bed.
A camping trip just doesn't seem complete without a cozy fire. But with the romance comes responsibility. Keep a 3-foot area around your campfire free from flammable materials. Keep your fire small and never leave it unattended. Keep some water and a shovel handy to keep it under control. And before you leave, please make sure that campfire is out. Dead out.
Help Smokey Bear celebrate his 60th birthday. Prevent wildfires. Brought to you by the Great Lakes Forest Fire Compact.
Recognize that sound? That's your heart racing when law enforcement catches you for drunk driving. Truth is, it's happening more and more these days. Cops are cracking down all across America. If you drive drunk, it's more likely than ever you will get caught and you will be arrested. So don't take any chances. If you're drunk, do not get behind the wheel. And maybe you could avoid feeling like this. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Hello?
Hey, this is your cell phone.
Huh?
You know, you treat me like a kid.
What?
Oh, sure, you've cut the cord, but you don't realize how much I've grown up. I can do speed dial, text messaging, voicemail, video, wireless internet.
Yeah.
I can even help you keep your kid off drugs.
Keep my kid... How?
You talked to your son about not smoking marijuana, right?
Oh, of course.
Well, some other people are telling him something different. Here, let's send him a text message. Ask him what he's up to.
Good idea. Let's do it.
Staying in touch. The anti-drug.
This is Washington. I live and work here. I carry a badge. My name is Sunday, Bob Sunday. My partner and I were working West Nile Virus Patrol when a call came in. It was a mosquito biting. Ma'am, I'm Sunday. This is my partner, Shirley Deet.
I was just sitting here, and this mosquito bit me.
Did you take precautions?
What have I ever done to that mosquito?
Just the facts, ma'am.
Bob, over here. See this? Standing water in this tire. No screen on the window.
Standing water is the perfect breeding ground for mosquitoes. And not having screens on windows is an invitation for these hoodlums to fly in and bite.
I had no idea.
West Nile virus is spread by mosquitoes and can lead to serious medical problems for some people. Everyone can get it, and it's much harder on people over 50.
To avoid mosquito bites, wear long pants and long sleeve shirts and use an effective mosquito repellent.
Visit doh.wa.gov or call 866-78-VIRUS for more information.
A message from the Washington State Department of Health, always working for a safer and healthier Washington.
You now have time to check your answers before you hear the recording again. Listen to the recording for a second time.
Please, Dad, let me roast just one more.
Okay, but then we have to put the fire out and get to bed.
A camping trip just doesn't seem complete without a cozy fire. But with the Romance comes responsibility. Keep a 3-foot area around your campfire free from flammable materials. Keep your fire small and never leave it unattended. Keep some water and a shovel handy to keep it under control. And before you leave, please make sure that campfire's out. Dead out.
Help Smokey Bear celebrate his 60th birthday. Prevent wildfires. Brought to you by the Great Lakes Forest Fire Compact.
Recognize that sound? That's your heart racing when law enforcement catches you for drunk driving. Truth is, it's happening more and more these days. Cops are cracking down all across America. If you drive drunk, it's more likely than ever you will get caught and you will be arrested. So don't take any chances. If you're drunk, do not get behind the wheel. And maybe you could avoid feeling like this. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Hello?
Hey, this is your cell phone.
Huh?
You know, you treat me like a kid.
What?
Oh, sure, you've cut the cord, but you don't realize how much I've grown up. I can do speed dial, text messaging, voicemail, video, wireless internet.
Yeah.
I can even help you keep your kid off drugs.
Keep my kid... How?
You talked to your son about not smoking marijuana, right?
Well, of course.
Well, some other people are telling him something different. Here, let's send him a text message. Ask him what he's up to.
Good idea. Let's do it.
Staying in touch. The anti-drug.
This is Washington. I live and work here. I carry a badge. My name is Sunday, Bob Sunday. My partner and I were working West Nile Virus Patrol when a call came in. It was a mosquito biting. Ma'am, I'm Sunday. This is my partner, Shirley Deet.
I was just sitting here, and this mosquito bit me.
Did you take precautions?
What have I ever done to that mosquito?
Just the facts, ma'am.
Bob, over here. See this? Standing water in this tire. No screen on the window.
Standing water is the perfect breeding ground for mosquitoes. And not having screens on windows is an invitation for these hoodlums to fly in and bite.
I had no idea.
West Nile virus is spread by mosquitoes and can lead to serious medical problems for some people. Everyone can get it, and it's much harder on people over 50.
To avoid mosquito bites, wear long pants and long sleeve shirts and use an effective mosquito repellent.
Visit doh.wa.gov or call 866-78-VIRUS for more information.
A message from the Washington State Department of Health, always working for a safer and healthier Washington.
This is the end of Listening Part 2. Listening Part 3. Sports. You are going to hear three people talking about the sports they do. You will hear the recording twice. Complete the table below using 1 to 5 words or numbers. You now have time to look at the table. You will hear the recording now. Please listen carefully and do the tasks.
Hi, I'm Stephen. My love for fast and dangerous sports goes back to my childhood, when as a kid I loved sliding down the snowy hills on a sledge, trying to go faster and faster. Then 2 years ago, my family gave me a whitewater rafting course as a present for my 18th birthday. That's when I first tried it. And it really became my thing. And now that I've moved to Nottingham, I'm really lucky because here there is a specially built whitewater rafting course. That means I can enjoy rafting more or less on my doorstep without any travel costs. On the other hand, it's just not the same as the real thing, rafting down natural white water. So whenever I can, I raft on rapids all around the world. What I really enjoy about this sport is being outdoors. I also like pushing myself to see how far I can go. Of course, this sport can be dangerous, so you should always wear a life jacket and a helmet. Still, it's great. Why don't you try it?
My name is Rebecca. What do adrenaline junkies like me do in big cities? Well, here in London, parkour, also called free running, is becoming more and more popular. In case you don't know what that is, it's jumping and climbing over whatever is in the way. I started training parkour last summer when I turned 15. What I like about it is that it's so original, and it also helps to keep you physically fit and mentally. Well, I'm not too sure about that, but it does clear your mind when you're running around with your friends. There is no real scoring in this sport, but just like with skateboarding, the person who can pull off the most interesting stunts gets all the attention. For this sport, all you need is a good pair of trainers. Nothing else is needed.
Hi, I'm Sandy. You've never heard of sandboarding? Well, I'm not surprised. There aren't so many sand dunes around here. You see, sandboarding is similar to snowboarding. You stand on a board and ride down a slope. Only with sandboarding, you can wear shorts or a bikini and, you know, there are no trees you can run into. I've been doing sandboarding for more than 10 years now. I've travelled a lot to find the best places to do it. One of my favourite places is in southwest France. There you can find Europe's largest dune, more than 100 metres high, very fast, and with little run out at the bottom. It's a real adrenaline rush. And that's why we do it, to enjoy the thrills and spills of this extreme sport. But be careful. You need training to learn how to ride the board and how to protect the delicate ecosystem of the dunes.
You now have time to check your answers before you hear the recording again. Listen to the recording for a second time.
Hi, I'm Stephen. My love for fast and dangerous sports goes back to my childhood, when as a kid I loved sliding down the snowy hills on a sledge, trying to go faster and faster. Then 2 years ago, my family gave me a whitewater rafting course as a present for my 18th birthday. That's when I first tried it, and it really became my thing. And now that I've moved to Nottingham, I'm really lucky because here there is a specially built whitewater rafting course. That means I can enjoy rafting more or less on my doorstep without any travel costs. On the other hand, it's just not the same as the real thing, rafting down natural white water. So whenever I can, I raft on rapids all around the world. What I really enjoy about this sport is being outdoors. I also like pushing myself to see how far I can go. Of course, this sport can be dangerous, so you should always wear a life jacket and a helmet. Still, it's great. Why don't you try it?
My name is Rebecca. What do adrenaline junkies like me do in big cities? Well, here in London, parkour, also called free running, is becoming more and more popular. In case you don't know what that is, it's jumping and climbing over whatever is in the way. I started training parkour last summer when I turned 15. What I like about it is that it's so original, and it also helps to keep you physically fit and mentally. Well, I'm not too sure about that, but it does clear your mind when you're running around with your friends. There is no real scoring in this sport, but just like with skateboarding, the person who can pull off the most interesting stunts gets all the attention. For this sport, all you need is a good pair of trainers. Nothing else is needed.
Hi, I'm Sandy. You've never heard of sandboarding? Well, I'm not surprised. There aren't so many sand dunes around here. You see, sandboarding is similar to snowboarding. You stand on a board and ride down a slope. Only with sandboarding, you can wear shorts or a bikini and, you know, there are no trees you can run into. I've been doing sandboarding for more than 10 years now. I've travelled a lot to find the best places to do it. One of my favourite places is in southwest France. There you can find Europe's largest dune, more than 100 metres high, very fast, and with little run out at the bottom. It's a real adrenaline rush. And that's why we do it, to enjoy the thrills and spills of this extreme sport. But be careful. You need training to learn how to ride the board and how to protect the delicate ecosystem of the dunes.
This is the end of Listening Part 3. Listening Part 4. The Cast-Offs. You are going to hear a discussion about a British TV comedy show. There are 4 people in the show. The host, Judy Price, and 3 guests, Richard, Jane, and Bill. You will hear the recording twice. Read the statements below first, then listen to the recording. Put a tick in the box next to the correct statement. Only one statement is correct in each case. You now have time to read the statements. You will hear the recording now. Please listen carefully and do the tasks. Welcome to this week's edition of Think Twice. I'm Judy Price, and as usual, we have a very controversial topic here for you. Today's show is about Channel 4's Jungle Camp-style comedy show Cast-Offs, in which six people with different disabilities are dropped off on an island where they have to survive without help. But before we get right into the discussion, let me introduce my guests. Here is Jane, who was 16, and just like April in Cast-Offs, she suffers from a rare genetic disease called cherubism.
Hi there. Yes, as you can see, this disease has caused my face to grow enormously. That's why kids at school sometimes call me Fat Face or Chubby Cheeks.
Then there is Bill, whose brother is disabled. He says he would feel embarrassed if he had to see him taking part in this show. Good afternoon, Bill.
Hi. Yes. You see, my brother was born with really short arms because of thalidomide, a sleeping pill our mother took when she was pregnant with him.
And finally, there is Richard, father of two teenagers who love watching Cast-Offs.
Good afternoon.
Cast-Offs is a comedy drama which features disabled actors, but not in the way we usually see disabled characters on television. Sad and pathetic, or tragic but brave. In the very first episode, we watch Dan, who can't move his legs and needs a wheelchair, being sort of thrown onto the island's beach and then left alone. During the next episodes, we get an idea of the characters behind their disabilities. In the press, the discussion centres around the question if this TV show is the right way to present this unusual set of characters. Richard, you watched the show with your daughters and felt uncomfortable doing so. Am I right?
Yes, I was shocked in a way. I think it's disgusting to sit on the couch, happily eating crisps, watching these poor people struggle with their disabilities. I mean, take the wheelchair on the beach. It's ridiculous. Why should you literally throw a paralytic on a beach where his wheelchair doesn't work?
But, Richard, don't you sometimes struggle just like us? Do you think your struggles are nicer to watch? At least in this programme, in Cast-Offs, we don't have the usual stereotypes. In the past, when there was a disabled part in a TV programme, the character was defined only by their disability. That's what their role was about. And the disabled character never ever had a main part. Now this time, it's really about us. You can see how we cope and struggle with things. It's about how we feel. Cast-Offs focuses on the individual and not on their disability.
Well, I get your point. But still, in my view, the writers of the show and Channel 4 are taking advantage of the disabled actors, using them to make the show even more exciting, more scandalous, just to make profit, not because they want to educate. All they think about is money, and not how can we show the world what life as a disabled person is like. Come on.
I thought exactly the same when I first heard of this project, Richard. I always feel like having to protect my brother, you know? But what really made me wonder was when I heard that two of the three writers of Cast-Offs are disabled themselves.
Are they? Really?
Yeah, they are. But my problem is how these people are portrayed. Making dirty jokes, being useless or lazy, drinking and stuff.
But aren't we human too? Just because our bodies are different doesn't mean that we should be treated differently. And doesn't reality TV show laziness and stuff like that? Think of Big Brother and all those jungle camps. That's what Cast-Offs is trying to imitate. But you want disabled people nice and clean, right? So that we're not disturbing you on your couch.
No, that's not it. I don't really like reality shows in the first place. And with Cast-Offs, it's even worse. They have people making jokes about disabilities and...
Which they might as well do. Who, if not them? You would never worry about all this if the actors were what you'd call normal or able-bodied. I think that programmes like Cast-Offs are slowly but surely changing the way disabled people are portrayed in the media. Cast-Offs looks at disability not from the point of view of the able-bodied, but from the point of view of the disabled.
Sorry to interrupt you here, but let me quickly add something before we have a little break. Joel Wilson, the producer of Cast-Offs, said he wanted to do something satirical. You know, he wanted to make fun of the way disability is normally seen. If I look back on our discussion so far, we could assume that he has achieved that goal because we are talking about our attitudes. Have a think about it and stay tuned. We'll be right back. You now have time to check your answers before you hear the recording again. Listen to the recording for a second time. Welcome to this week's edition of Think Twice. I'm Judy Price, and as usual, we have a very controversial topic here for you. Today's show is about Channel 4's Jungle Camp-style comedy show Cast-Offs, in which six people with different disabilities are dropped off on an island where they have to survive without help. But before we get right into the discussion, let me introduce my guests. Here is Jane, who is 16, and just like April in Cast-Offs, she suffers from a rare genetic disease called cherubism.
Hi there. Yes, as you can see, this disease has caused my face to grow enormously. That's why kids at school sometimes call me Fat Face or Chubby Cheeks.
Then there is Bill, whose brother is disabled. He says he would feel embarrassed if he had to see him taking part in this show. Good afternoon, Bill.
Hi. Yes. You see, my brother was born with really short arms because of thalidomide, a sleeping pill our mother took when she was pregnant with him.
And finally, there is Richard, father of two teenagers who love watching Cast-Offs.
Good afternoon.
Cast-Offs is a comedy drama which features disabled actors, but not in the way we usually see disabled characters on television. Sad and pathetic, or tragic but brave. In the very first episode, we watch Dan, who can't move his legs and needs a wheelchair, being sort of thrown onto the island's beach and then left alone. During the next episodes, we get an idea of the characters behind their disabilities. In the press, the discussion centres around the question if this TV show is the right way to present this unusual set of characters. Richard, you watched the show with your daughters and felt uncomfortable doing so. Am I right?
Yes, I was shocked in a way. I think it's disgusting to sit on the couch, happily eating crisps, watching these poor people struggle with their disabilities. I mean, take the wheelchair on the beach. It's ridiculous. Why should you literally throw a paralytic on a beach where his wheelchair doesn't work?
But, Richard, don't you sometimes struggle just like us? Do you think your struggles are nicer to watch? At least in this programme, in Cast-Offs, we don't have the usual stereotypes. In the past, when there was a disabled part in a TV programme, the character was defined only by their disability. That's what their role was about. And the disabled character never ever had a main part. Now this time, it's really about us. You can see how we cope and struggle with things. It's about how we feel. Cast-Offs focuses on the individual and not on their disability.
Well, I get your point. But still, in my view, the writers of the show and Channel 4 are taking advantage of the disabled actors, using them to make the show even more exciting, more scandalous, just to make profit, not because they want to educate. All they think about is money, and not how can we show the world what life as a disabled person is like. Come on.
I thought exactly the same when I first heard of this project, Richard. I always feel like having to protect my brother, you know? But what really made me wonder was when I heard that two of the three writers of Cast-Offs are disabled themselves.
Are they? Really?
Yeah, they are. But my problem is how these people are portrayed. Making dirty jokes, being useless or lazy, drinking and stuff.
But aren't we human too? Just because our bodies are different doesn't mean that we should be treated differently. And doesn't reality TV show laziness and stuff like that? Think of Big Brother and all those jungle camps. That's what Cast-Offs is trying to imitate.
But you want disabled people nice and clean, right? So that we're not disturbing you on your couch.
No, that's not it. I don't really like reality shows in the first place, and with cast-offs, it's even worse. They have people making jokes about disabilities and...
Which they might as well do. Who, if not them? You would never worry about all this if the actors were what you'd call normal or able-bodied. I think that programmes like cast-offs are slowly but surely changing the way disabled people are portrayed in the media. Cast-offs looks at disability not from the point of view of the able-bodied, but from the point of view of the disabled.
Sorry to interrupt you here, but let me quickly add something before we have a little break. Joel Wilson, the producer of cast-offs, said he wanted to do something satirical. You know, he wanted to make fun of the way disability is normally seen. If I look back on our discussion so far, we could assume that he has achieved that goal because we are talking about our attitudes. Have a think about it and stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is the end of Listening, Part 4. Now you have time to copy all your answers onto the final answer sheet. Be careful, please. Don't make any mistakes when you copy your answers. Now hand in all the papers to the teacher, please. This is the end of your listening test.